Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and I apologize for all the regular listeners and people that tried to tune in earlier today. I got my schedule all mixed up. So I'm back, and it's like, oh, I can't believe I did this today. Well, I tried to get on at 2 anyway, and it took me a couple minutes to get back into the system and get it working. So, but I'm here. What are we going to do? We're going to do life coaching and readings and talk to dead people and talk about your past lives and all that fun stuff. And if you've listened to me before, you know a little bit about the process. I'll give you a prediction, but there's also the follow-up. This is what you got to do to make it happen. You know, I'm a big believer in the law of attraction and what we put out there, the universe or God or whatever term you want to use there, like source energy, will bring it back to us. Okay? But we normally have to do something to make it happen. So that's what the show is about. I have some interesting articles. You know, it really depends on who calls in today and who wants to talk. And I see I have one caller. I'll be with you in a minute. But, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer did his transition past, whatever you call it, whatever you want to call it, a few months ago. But he left a body of work that's really interesting. So I have a great article that he wrote, and I think it's really good. It's about us people, you, I, everyone out there, seizing our own thing and not being discouraged by others and not stopping doing what we do. Okay, so that's, I'm going to get into that, and I have a couple other things just to see if nobody's calling in, because I got my schedule all screwed up today. I don't know, I created the show this morning, and for some reason I put on the wrong time. I'm looking at the thing at 11 o'clock going, no, I didn't schedule this at 11. What happened? I'm just, you know, trying to multitask, and I don't do well multitasking. Okay, so I'm going to take a call, then we'll talk about Dr. Dyer, or get some information from Dr. Dyer. If you want an extended reading, and I have what I call the 10 for 10, which is 10 minutes for $10. And I usually go a little bit longer than that. So my 10 for 10, 10 minutes for $10. And I'm kind of generous with my time for the most part. But if you want to book time with me, you can go to the website, which is the magazine that I'm working on. I'm still putting back together. And then you can pay from there. There's that thing for donations, and you can just, you know, credit cards, PayPal, all that fun stuff. So it's themessenger.info, not .com, but .info. If you're interested in more of an extended reading, I try to keep these really short and to the point. So now I have two callers. How fun is this? You found me after my screw-up today. Huh? Interesting. Very interesting that you actually found me. Very cool. And what else was I going to say? Yes, so I do that, and I'm also putting a class together for learnitlive.com on how to create abundance through higher vibrations. We are vibrational beings. Okay, caller left. So somebody, see, you don't stay in there for a minute. You go away, and then he'll come back. I know who the gentleman is. So let me take a call, then we'll get into Dr. Dyer's articles. I thought was really, I was reading it through this morning. I'm going, okay, that's really cool. Well, I know you were here first, so I'll take you, and then I'll, the 360 number, I'll take you second, okay? Because I know this person was waiting. Hello.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you today in this beautiful, whatever it is? You're late evening, like really, like time to go to bed too, huh?
Yeah, it's just past 9, yeah.
Just past 9. So what's going on today?
I need some help in deciding whether to go with an accounting firm I spoke with today. I got a job offer. It's not a job, it's a contract. So I get paid a daily rate, and I have to manage my own accounts as a tax account. So with the help of a company, with the help of an accounting firm, and I spoke with a firm called Grosvenor Tax Services. So apparently they help in getting a better take-home amount and pay less taxes through, of course, legal means by creating an employee benefit trust.
Okay.
And then I.
So what's the main question? Because I want to get to what we're trying to get to
Sure.
here. I understand you're looking at a better position. You're looking at actually taking more money home to have on hand. Correct. Okay. So
Yeah.
what's the question?
So
But before you ask me a question, because this is really important, because all that I do is really about getting people to go with their own feelings on it. So how do you feel about it? How do you feel about this position that you're taking? Where is the hesitation? Or you wouldn't be calling, right?
yeah, the hesitation is this the right thing to do, or is it something which will land me into some trouble from a tax perspective?
Okay, well, first of all, I get the words for you. I get two things. First of all, yes, temporarily, it's not a permanent forever thing. Yes, temporarily. Temporary could be 6 months, could be a year. When Spirit usually says temporary, they're not talking years worth of work. They're talking, it's for the next few months, year, whatever it might be. I mean, it could be longer, but yeah, it could be longer. But it's just, you have to view it as, okay, a stepping where, I'm going to do this temporarily. And what I hear about the second part of that question is about the tax issue. I get a strong indication that you will be able to sidestep any problems as to taxes. Sidestep, which means avoid difficulties. You have to be smart and you have to be, good at it, but you will avoid tax issues. Okay? You're clever
Okay,
enough,
so what
smart
they're,
enough to do it. You'll do it. You'll do it.
right. So
Okay?
what they're effectively doing is taking the money out of the money which I get. They're putting it in a separate trust and then giving it back to me as a loan, which I don't have to pay back. So which is why if it's a loan, there's no taxes to pay. So which
Okay.
yeah, which is like a
Okay, well
loophole they are.
here's what I would hear for you right off the bat is I hear for you when you get that money back, okay? Put it in a separate account. Don't spend it. Don't figure this is money I can use. Then deal with your tax situation. Okay, then go through the tax process and then if there is an issue, you have the money to pay, okay?
Right.
It doesn't
Okay.
feel like you're going to completely get away from paying taxes. You're going to sidestep some of it, but set money aside for it, okay? Based on that money, okay?
Yeah. All right.
You can't be too clever, but you can be certain. You can be clever up to a certain point, but they want their money. They want their money, and they're going to get their money, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
So I would not spend that money. No. Till it's all clear and set, and then your tax agency say you don't owe anything or you owe this amount. Don't spend the money till you have that all set in writing, okay?
Well, they can audit me 6 years from from when I file my return, so.
But don't worry about that. Just do it right up front, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Don't worry about 6 years from now. Just
All right, thank you.
be smart now.
All right,
Okay?
thank you.
You're
All right,
welcome.
thank you.
Yeah. It was kind of an interesting question, and I kept getting this energy around it that he has to be really careful with it. Don't play too many games with the government. If you get money that's supposedly avoiding taxes, just put the money aside and make sure at the end that, yeah, I'm avoiding taxes, now I can spend it. If he wants to wait 6 years, wait 6 years. Okay, I got some other callers. And that was kind of an interesting call. I mean, taxes, I'm careful with taxes. Anybody ever had problem with taxes? I've learned, especially here, is don't mess with the IRS. Don't play games with them. Just do it straight. Okay. Or as straight as you can. Play within the game. Play within the boundaries. That's my opinion. An opinion only. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Lori.
Lori, what's going on today? Did we talk the other day?
Yeah, I noticed you had a show and you said you
Yeah.
didn't have any callers, so I thought, well, maybe I'd call.
Okay, so what's going on, Lori? Now I do have callers, so well, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, like last night I called a show,
Yeah.
that I had called in the past and I hadn't called her for quite a while, and then while I was on the call, a woman was in the chat room saying really nasty things about me.
Well, that,
you
know what? Yeah, but I can't, you know, I don't know, I didn't see that, but if you would have, yeah, I didn't see it. So there's nothing I could have done about it because I didn't see the writing or whatever was said. So I'm sorry about that I didn't catch it, but it wasn't there for me to see for some reason.
No, it wasn't on your show. It wasn't on your show. It was another person's show last night.
Okay, so what's the question, though? I mean, I do have other callers, and I want to get to...
Well, like, you know, and then I get a lot of criticism because I'm on Section 8 housing, you know? And it's like I try to call into programs just to get some advice and some help and some support. And
I want you to hang on and I want you to listen because there's an article from Dr. Wayne Dyer that I'm going to go through today that'll help you a lot. I think it'll help you about other people's opinions, okay?
Okay.
And he did this nice write-up about believing in yourself and not listening to other people. Okay, so I'll go through that in a few. Just hang in there. I think this article would be helpful. And I don't think you're with me on Facebook, but I would post it there. I think I can. I'll get to that in a few minutes after other callers. And if you
are
listen
you
to
Facebook
the words,
under your name, George Gamond?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'll go look at that. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, I haven't posted that. Hopefully I can get it posted there. Okay,
right.
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, let me take another caller. Oops, here we go. Ta-da. Okay. Yeah, listening to other people. We have a tendency, we all want to please ourselves, but we also have a tendency. I raised both hands and both feet on that one. I was raised with an abusive mother. And so I conformed a lot of what I did as in my youth and teenage years and early adulthood to my mother's whims and wishes based on the fact that I didn't want my mother to go off on me. So we do that. So it's and it's hard to just walk away from family and say, you know what? Now, some people can do it. And I'm really proud of people who can say, that's not my beliefs. I'm walking away from you people, you know, but that's not the easiest thing to do, and especially when you're raised in an abusive society, a family environment. It's tougher, I think. And it's your nature. And if your nature to be a pleaser at some level, it's even harder. So, you know, but we got to learn not to listen, to follow our own internal guidance, don't we? Okay, another caller. Okay, let's get in to see what's going on out here. Hello.
Hello. Hi, can I
hello.
Thank you for having the show. Yes, hello.
And who am I speaking to?
Tina.
Tina, how are you today?
I am excellent. Thank you for having your show. You always have so much knowledge.
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't give credit to myself. I usually am trying to see what spirit has to say or the universe has to say for people. I've read a lot, but that's not where I want to give credit. Okay?
Okay. I want to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Rob. What does spirit have?
You're who?
My relationship with my boyfriend, Rob, what does spirit want me to know?
Oh, okay, Rob. So what's the question about you and Rob?
Just the future of it. Or what can I do to assist him in business?
I laugh because the first thing I hear, and I'm not accusing you of anything, and I don't know you, but I first thing I heard was don't nag him. Give him some space. Don't nag him about business. He feels frustrated, okay?
Yeah, not for me. I don't talk to him about it.
Okay, but they're saying is just kind of let him have his space. He'll get there. He'll get there. Mm-hmm. And then the next word I hear, if you're going to talk to him at all about it, praise him, encourage him, be his muse, inspire him, to give him, help him feel more self-confident about what he's doing, okay?
Yes.
Be his, I see the picture of the cheerleader. Be his biggest cheerleader. Okay?
Because
he gets down on himself a little bit. And so you need to kind of boost him up a little bit from time to time.
Yeah.
And you need to distract him from business when he shouldn't be focusing on business. Okay.
Oh God, he focuses on it all day.
Yeah, but well, you got to work with him to distract him from business. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fun, enjoyment, do things that are fun. Okay. Tell him, let's go do this, you know, and I won't be graphic about this, but somehow you kind of know as a woman how to distract a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got that
mm-hmm.
one. You figure that
mm-hmm.
one out, right? You can get
yeah.
his mind off. You can get his mind off business.
Well, he travels a lot. Do you see when we'll be moving together?
It feels like a few months because I'm getting, you know, the month that seems to jump out a lot. And I don't know what your timetable is, but September, ooh, seem to jump out really large. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But be ready for that. Be prepared now to do that. Get yourself together to be able to move because it feels like late summer. That's what I keep getting for you. Late summer is going to be an excellent time, but you need to be prepared for it emotionally and financially and all that stuff. Okay?
Yes, that's
don't
great.
Don't wait till the end of July and think, oh, okay, well, now we'll get ready for it. No, start now. Prepare for it now. Okay? The best thing you can do to prepare for moving, even in the future, is to start decluttering your life from stuff that you would never take with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
It feels
like I may leave my house. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You may leave what?
No, go ahead. It feels like what?
Well, it feels like you need to leave some things behind. It feels like you need to just drop some stuff out of your life that's going to be a drag. That emotion. And, you know, a lot of things we have carry with us emotional energy from our past that we don't necessarily need to bring with us. Okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
when you're moving in with somebody new, you almost have to start all over.
I was going to leave everything. Yes, that's what I was going to say. I was going to leave my apartment and just give it to my cousin.
Right, because when you start all over, it starts fresh, it starts new. It is yours together, and it's not drinking his old stuff and your old stuff, and it's just that can complicate a situation. Okay?
Yes, that's very much so. Well, I give
okay.
him a lot of space. Is he okay with me? Is he? Okay? I give him a lot of space. Is he okay with that? He doesn't feel like I'm neglecting him?
No, but you got to distract him.
Okay.
You got to give him time. You got to pull him away from business once in a while. You got to show that you care and show that you're interested in him and show that you know, want to spend time with him. You'll know
yes.
when. You'll know when to do that. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Make sure you do that. Make sure you get his head into a different direction, okay, at times.
Yes, I will absolutely do that.
And you got to get him laughing. Get him laughing, okay? Laughing is
yes.
one of the best distractions from all the stress in the world, okay? Go for
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay,
got
thank
it.
You.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Distractions. Ooh, yes. Men need to be distracted at times from, you know, we all need to be distracted from our worries. You know, that's what a lot of the principles of the law of attraction are about looking for things that feel good. You know, if life, you got all these problems and worries and stuff. And I've always believed and I've been taught this and I've recognized this from spirit. In a state of worry, you'll never manifest and create what you want in your life. You have to get out of worry. You have to go do something that's fun and interesting and something you enjoy and something that brings you a certain amount of joy and happiness or, yeah, just feels good, things that feel good. That's how you create what you want in your life. I learned that a long time ago. Didn't apply it as well as I should have, I have to admit. But it's an ongoing principle of when you got a problem, you turn it over, give it to the universe, give it to God, source, and go do something that feels good. Whatever that is. You know, it could be playing golf. It could be taking a bath. It could be playing with your dog, right? Whatever it is that gets you distracted from doing that stuff. Okay, let me take another call. Yeah. You know, worries. I mentioned to a friend of mine today, and I think this is so true. When you're worrying, it really is bad for the heart. It's all those chemicals that you're releasing into your system is not good for your heart. So think about that. I'm not a doctor, guaranteed. So talk to your doctor about it, right? Talk to your doctor. Hello? Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Catherine, how is Catherine today?
I am good, thank you.
You don't go by Cat. You don't go by Cat, do you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, K-A-T, right, if you're going to use it. That just popped in. I don't know why I got... But Catherine is a really lovely name.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's going on with Catherine today? What's going on with Catherine today?
I would like to know, I just drafted a letter for an agency that I would like to work with, and I was wondering if you see it being well received, if it's a go.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you do that, because this is what I hear, and this is not my own babbling about this sort of thing. How many times have you read the letter out loud? How many times have you read the letter out loud?
Four or five.
Okay, so you feel comfortable with the wording?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to make sure, because that's what I'm kind of sensing, is that you need to go over it one more time as if you're giving, is it a speech? As if you're giving it as a speech, okay?
Okay.
It's got to flow really well, but it does for the most part, okay?
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. This is, I know I'm off on a weird topic here about your letter, and I don't read it, I don't hear it, I don't get the sense of it, but do you praise yourself enough?
Oh, that's huge.
What I mean by praise, this is what I've accomplished. This is what I've done that will fit into your organization. These are the kind of things that I've done in my work career that would really fit well into your organization. And this is why I am a team player. This is why I would be a great member of your team.
Oh, I like that.
Right? Because they want to know people that can work with other people. So what are your qualities, I guess would be the good, what about your personality and your qualities that make you a great team player? Let me read you for a moment. Let me see if I can, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to do this if you don't mind for just a minute. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, please. Mm-hmm.
You're sincere.
Yes.
But you're also direct when you need to be direct.
Yes.
Persistent. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You hold yourself to a high set of standards in accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let go of it till you're done with it.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So you have all these good qualities that work well. You're not like you don't drop the ball. You take the ball and you go for a touchdown or whatever metaphor you would use there. You do it till it's done, right? You finish the race. You don't quit. Seven-eighths the way through a race, you don't quit, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even if you're kind of behind, you're still going to do it.
Yes.
What else about you do I get? You tell me if I'm wrong. You don't waste a lot of time.
Right.
You don't get distracted easily once you're on point, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not that you're going to use all this, but it's kind of like I'm giving you ideas, like kind of reading you. These are really strong things in an organization. You don't waste a lot of time. You don't get distracted. You don't sit there and watch cats all day on the computer. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article today that's actually encouraging people to do that a little bit, because it breaks up the energy a little bit and helps you to refocus again if you laugh a little bit. On the other side of the coin, you like people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have a lot of friends, though, dear, do you?
No.
No, you have good friends. Yeah. If you make a friend, it's a good friend, right?
Right.
You don't have a lot of casual acquaintances that you keep constantly in check. You know, like you don't have 3,000 Facebook friends that you're constantly writing, right?
Right.
You have all these good qualities. Sell yourself and all your great qualities. You got them. And that can be just one paragraph. That can be one paragraph. This is why this is what makes me a great team player.
Wow.
Because you are persistent. You are persistent. You do well at work. You know, you're humble enough to take orders too, aren't you? I mean, to take direction.
Oh, yes.
And when given the responsibility, you will give direction. You don't shy away from giving direction, do you?
No.
Those are great things. So you'll grab, you can take a responsibility and run with it. And somebody says, okay, go lead a team. You're ready to do it. You're a great team leader when you need to be, but you're also a great team member when you need to be.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
I would just think about it. You know, I'm not saying do this, but I'm thinking that I'm just reading you. This is called, it's called claircognizance. I don't know you. I've never talked to you before, but that's what I get. Maybe spirit's reading you in some, at some level, and saying, this is what she's all about.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you need to have more fun.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I really related to what you were saying before. I am going to go and, like, you know, go for a walk before I, you know, revise the letter. Yeah,
okay.
Just kind of break up the tension.
But to look into your future, the crystal ball thing, you know, whatever you call it, right? To look in your future, that you will impress them with who you are.
Oh, yay.
You will. Because you're qualified. You know you are.
Wow.
And I hear, don't be too much. There's an expression, I don't know if it means anything to you, because this is like an older generation expression. Don't be a shrinking violet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hesitate in about talking about how, you know, how, your good qualities to these people. Okay?
Wow.
And I also hear, ask a lot of questions.
Wow. In this letter as well, or once they contact?
No, once you meet with them, ask a lot of questions. When you meet, have a whole series of questions, okay? Questions that would indicate that you're really interested in the workplace. That it's like questions. How do I hear this? This is kind of cool. This is good for everybody looking for a job and they feel that they're really qualified for the job, and they go to meet and interview people. Ask questions that are kind of like involved, like, where would my desk be? Where do we eat lunch? Get into, like, I almost got the job, so I need to ask these questions, you know? Like, you're assuming you have the job versus, you know, the basic questions about the company. But get into the intimate questions. If you feel comfortable with it, you ask these kind of questions, like, where would my desk be?
Wow.
Can I bring pictures, or can I bring this in or that in? Are you comfortable with that? Where is the break room, the lunch room, whatever it is like that? How long is the lunch period? You know, or whatever, right? Those are kind of the questions you usually ask if you got the job or you're getting the job. But if you ask those questions up front, that shows to them you're really interested in this. You really want to fit in.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then compliment them on the environment. Oh, wow, these are really great chairs. I really like the way you've done decor. You decorated the outside of the building. I love the way the light is, blah, blah, blah. Things that I'm being sincere about it.
Wow.
I mean, if there's cobwebs in the corner, I would go, ooh, I don't know if I want to work here. Okay, so you got it. You'll get it. You're good.
Thank you so much. Wow.
What part of the world do you live?
New York.
Ah, you're a go-getter, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's in the blood, huh? In the air.
Well, it's in the environment, because, you know, those who lag behind don't win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'll go well for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. You also. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Spent a lot of time on that one, didn't I? But that was fun. It was fun. I like to read people. I like to get into the claircognizance part of it. And because, you know, when somebody tells you something about yourself, like a quality, and you recognize it within you, like you're a generous person. And you go, yeah, I am. I'm a generous person. Because sometimes somebody has to feed you that information for you to react to it and go, oh, yeah, that's me. I'm that way. That's cool. Yeah. You know, a recognition. Oh, yeah, like I'm generous. I'm persistent. You know, persistence is not a bad thing. I'm a very persistent person. As a child, I was obnoxiously persistent at times. And I, you know, I remember once I lived out kind of in a, where we lived was a little bit on the rural side, and I had a baseball, and I used to hit the ball because there was no way to play with. I just whack the ball, see how far I could hit it, right? And it would go out into the field. And I, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money, so I had one ball, you know. I didn't have a basket full of them like kids now. So I made my mother go out in the field in the twilight to find that ball. I was not going to give up till I got that ball back. I wasn't even going to wait till the morning. I know, it would have been better just wait till the morning when the sun comes. No, I'm going to find that ball. We did. Drove my mother crazy, but we did. Okay? So persistence, that's just a little indicator of persistence. Okay, let me get into this article. I promised I would do that. And it's Dr. Wayne Dyer. Ooh, all these other articles came popping out. Wow. Okay. Here are six principles. This is Dr. Wayne Dyer. And this is, I don't know when he wrote this, but I thought it was really an interesting principle. Six principles that are important to observe as we seek an inspired life. They are a blueprint to refer to as we reconstruct a life in spirit. I like that, life in spirit, or being filled with spirit, or connected to spirit. Live in spirit. That's the principle he talks about. I'm listing them in no particular order of importance because I believe that they're all equally essential. Principle number one, and this is from my friend who was listening, and so this is the one I thought of when I first heard she was talking. And then principle number two ties in really closely with that too. Inspiration, okay, be independent of the good opinion of others. Inspiration must be our master, even though following it might disappoint others. When inspiration makes its presence known, that inspired feeling, that aha moment, those hunches, those things that come to us, you know, that we receive and we go, I got to do that. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I got it. We must pay attention if our priority is to be who or what we are meant to be. We need to determine for ourselves how much we're allowed others to decide issues such as what to do, where we live, with whom we live, and even how we're treated. Especially young people, you know, when you get to a certain age, you know, parents, like I was talking about, they influence us. They want us to do a certain thing, right? No. Okay, so rereading that sentence. We need to determine for ourselves how much we're allowed others to decide issues such as what we do, where we live, with whom we live, and even how we're treated. And as we get older, right? I mean, like a 7-year-old or 8-year-old is going to be kind of following their parents, but, you know, but even a young child, even early teenagers, they can decide they don't want to be treated a certain way. They don't want to be treated a certain way, okay? So demand not to be treated a certain way with abusive ways. We must know that absolutely no one else truly knows and feels what we're here to accomplish. So we must give ourselves permission to hear our inner guidance and ignore the pressure from others. The willingness to listen and act on inspiration independent of others is so imperative. Isn't that so true? And that my friend who is, you know, calling in and saying how in people not listening to others, how they think we should live our lives, right? Don't go there. Leave it alone. Know internally. It's between you and the universe, you and God, you and spirit, you and your higher self to know where you're going in life. To set that goal, to set that desire, to set that passion. And go there. Be willing to accept to the disapproval of others. And that's principle number two. Now, I don't know how many we're going to get through. These are really great stuff. And maybe, I have a few minutes. We can get some of these done. Maybe we'll do the rest of them tomorrow. I think this is great information. Be willing to accept the disapproval of others. Logically following the last principle, this one notes that we're going to incur the disfavor of many people when we follow our inclinations to be in spirit and live the life we came here to live. Now, it could be family members, it could be spouses, it could be our best friend. Now, I don't think our best friend would really do that to us, but you know, sometimes friends think, well, you know, I know you pretty well, and you shouldn't be doing this, right? But if you're living in spirit, if you're living guided by your higher self, your inner being, as some people would say, you have to be driven by that internal thing, right? Okay, so I'm going to go on. This isn't a selfish or cynical attitude. When we begin to follow our ultimate calling, there will be a lot of resistance. However, as we gain the strength to ignore the pressure to conform, resistance will diminish and ultimately change to respect. I like that. Resistance will diminish and ultimately change to respect. And if they can't respect you, then maybe you have to reevaluate your relationship with somebody if they can't and ultimately come to respect you. So let's go on. This is really good stuff, okay? When we steadfastly refuse to think, act, and conform to the mandates of others, the pressure to do so loses its momentum. Okay, I'm looking at the word going. No, it's momentum. All we have to do is endure some initial disapproval, such as a dogmatic persuasion, anger, pouting, silence, and long-winded lectures. And then we're on to the way to inspiration rather than frustration. Okay, all we have to do is endure some initial disapproval. You ever get that? You ever get that initial disapproval? But you endure it and it goes away eventually. It's like, what's the picture I see is the tree. You know, are we a tree that stays steadfast and then get cracks and blows over when we get enough wind on it? Or are we a tree that's flexible, that can take it for a while, and then we snap back to who we are? What kind of tree are we? Do we flex and bend a little bit, then snap back to who we are? We can take what people have to say with a grain of salt, but know what our internal guidance system is saying, what our rudder is saying us to do. People who receive the most approval in life are the ones who care the least about it. I like that. The people who receive the most approval in life are the ones who care the least about it. So is your whole life based on what other people say to you? Are you driven hither and thither, what's the expression, hither and thither by other people's expressions? Or do we stay faithful to that inner guidance, that mission, that purpose, that passion that you're going to live, right? So technically, if we want the approval of others, we need to stop caring about it and turn our attention to becoming an inspired being of sharing. Let me read that again. I'd like to emphasize this stuff because Dr. Dyer was very wise, and he admitted in his last books or two that a lot of what he was saying came from his spirit guides. The spirit guide, that he was inspired to write this. This isn't just something he read from a book or did a thesis on in college necessarily, but he received the words and wisdom from spirit. So that's why I like a lot of his words, because it's inspired. Okay? We need to stop caring about it. Turn our attention to becoming an inspired being of sharing. Sharing whatever we're able to share. Share what you can share. Share what was important to you and what you can give. Okay? Good stuff. Okay, we're still here. Guests in the chat room. Any questions in the chat room? I have about 5 minutes left. Do I have time for another one of Dr. Dyer's 6 points? Let me see. Let me see. I'm trying to go back to these again. I'm going to hold on to those. I'll do the three, which is stay detached from outcomes, which is a cool point. That's a long one. Principle 4, know that we need nothing, no things to be inspired. Don't die wondering. Oh, that's a great quote. And I can imagine where he's going with that one, can't you? Don't die wondering. Die with the song still inside you. Is that the expression that goes along with that? Don't die with your music inside you. Let your music out, whatever your music is to you. Remember that our desires won't arrive by our own schedule. That's a cool thing. Let me see if I can post this on Facebook for all my friends who want to read this. Oh, it's on Facebook. Okay, so if you go to Dr. Wayne Dyer on Facebook, you can find this, I'm hoping. Yes, okay, because it focuses on every day. So look for that on Facebook if you look up Dr. Wayne Dyer, okay? And, okay, I'm moving right along here. I'm going to do another quote from Abraham material. We'll get to the other ones later. Okay, I just kind of popped open something to see if Dr. Dyer was there to read that particular page. Okay, so I'm going to read you another quote and from the Abraham material, and I'll try to post this on Facebook and see if I can get there for you if you want to read this particular thing. Is Weekly Wisdom. And the Abraham material. The Abraham quote today is the Abraham. If you're familiar with Abraham, it's the non-physical entities that present their material through Esther Hicks. And they've been doing this a long time, since 1985. So this is the Abraham quote for today. It's taken from a workshop in February 8th, 2014 in San Diego. When you are in sync with who you really are, your emotions range from satisfaction to passion and enthusiasm for life. Now, let me go back over that again, because this is really important. When you sync with who you really are, your internal being, the essence of who you are as a person, as a spirit, in your human form, right? You feel clarity and certainty and interest in life. You feel fun. I like that. You feel fun. Your timing is good. You feel vitality. And then what comes to you feels good to you, because the law of attraction will give to you nothing that you have not practiced. So what are you practicing? You're practicing being in sync with who you really are. You, the person, your higher self, being in sync with the greater part of yourself, your soul, whatever you call it. Choose it and decide, that's what I want to be in sync with. That's what I want to be in alignment with, is God, source energy, my higher self. I want to be in alignment with that greater part of myself. And going back to what we talked about earlier in the show, how do you do that? One of the best ways is to what? Feel good. Find things that feel good. And also, find things that you appreciate in your life. The little things, the big things, the giant things, the small things. Find things that you appreciate. And what Dr. Dyer was making the last point, which I read about, was being willing to share in some way with other people. Doing little things that share with other people. Giving of yourself, volunteering, helping the homeless. You know, just being generous in some way that you can be generous out of what you have, sharing with other people. I gave a story about that Tony Robbins gave about sharing and giving the last amount of money he had at the time, because he felt so moved to help a young man who just to praise a young man by giving him money. And then next day he got all this money that he was expecting. By just being generous, just being willing to give. Okay, we're almost out of time. And I apologize to those who normally tune in and didn't get the notices and came in late. I came in late because I had set up the wrong time. But I will be back tomorrow at the same time, which is 2 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. And we'll do the rest of Dr. Dyer's points and some other things and take your calls and have some fun. I enjoy talking to you people. Now, again, if I can do a follow-up reading, 10 minutes for $10, go to the messenger.info. There's a box that you can click on for donations, and then contact me. There's an email address that you can contact. We can set up a time. We can do it. We can either do it, you know, on the phone, or we can do it by Skype, whatever you're comfortable with. So love you guys. See you tomorrow. Bye.